Rejoice, O Virgin Mary, thou art the glory of Jerusalem, thou art the joy of Israel, thou art the fairest honor of our race. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Today on this great feast day of the Assumption, we have many things which we could cover. I want to remind you that Father Dale Tuckerman gave a beautiful conference speaking about the love of God, particularly in the Blessed Virgin Mary, for us during our conferences 2 weeks ago, and as well, Father Brigida had something great to say too. So a plug for their talks, which you can still watch up on the YouTube channel and to derive much benefit even for today. Today is a great day of rejoicing. Today is a day where Mary was cared for by St. John for 12 years after our Lord's resurrection. 12 years she had to wait for her saving help, for her life was spent in helping the apostles and in preparing and praying for the conversion of the entirety of the world. It was on the third day after Mary's death when the apostles gathered around her tomb and they found her tomb empty, totally and completely empty. The sacred body had been carried up to the celestial paradise, and our blessed Lord Jesus himself came to conduct her all the way to the throne room, where the whole court of heaven was there to welcome with songs of triumph she who is the mother of the divine word. This is what we celebrate today. Our Lady ascended. Our Lady assumed perfectly and bodily into the highest of heavens, so too like her beautiful son. I have something to share with you from St. John of Damascus. He is a great poet, a great, really amazing father of the church, a doctor of holy religion. And he has something here for you and I to meditate upon today about the way our lives should be lived in relationship to this particular mystery which we celebrate today. And I will quote from him here on his second discourse on the Dormition of the Blessed Virgin Mary near the beginning. He says this, St. John Damascene, quote, "Today the sacred and living ark of the living God, she conceived the Creator within her womb and comes to rest in the temple of the Lord, which was not made by human hands. David, her father, leaps with joy, and with him all the angels lead the dance. The archangels celebrate, the virtues give glory to God, the principalities exult, the powers they are glad, the dominations they rejoice, the thrones keep a feast day, the cherubim give praise and glory, and the seraphim proclaim her glory. Today, Eden of the new Adam rejoices and receives the living paradise. To repeat the line, today Eden of the new Adam receives the living paradise, in which our condemnation was dissolved, in which the tree of life was planted, in which our nakedness was clothed." End quotation. St. John of Damascus. Today is a day of glorious rejoicing. The thing that should mark this day for you and I, this August 15th, this Ferragosto, this August day in this August month of our August Queen, should be the theme of rejoicing. It says within the scriptures, the joy of the Lord must be your strength. In your life and in my life, there may be many causes of sorrow, many reasons for stress and anxiety, many plans which we have which seem to be thwarted in many ways, many things that we seek to do good within our lives that are marred by our own sinfulness, our weakness, so many distractions which swirl about in our minds and within our hearts. But today is a day not merely of obligation where we are forced to do something against our will, which is to come to Mass, but it's a day of obligation to put all those things of our natural life aside and to focus on one thing. That is the cause of rejoicing. For today, is not the day when our salvation was won, but today is the day when not only Christ ascended into heaven, which we celebrated some time ago, but where one who is purely human, not God, not any divinity, but somebody who is totally and completely in every single way a human being, just like you and I in every way in our humanity, yet she has received the promise of the resurrection. That's why we refer to her today as the fairest honor of our race. And so even when we go throughout today and the rest of these days, recognizing that we have difficulties and struggles and hardships and difficulties, all things which cloud our minds and distract us and seek to bring us down, the church obliges you and I to look up higher, to raise up our gaze, to recognize that there's something even greater beyond this, which has been prepared for you and I, that we are not subject to a hope that is subject to futility, but that one of our own, of our race, of our kind, has already gone up, body and soul. And so she bears with you and I the promise of good things to come. And like every good mother, as our belated Pope Benedict spoke, he says one of the great graces of the Assumption is that you and I know that now heaven has a heart. Nay, still something further. Heaven has a mother's heart. And so what does a mother's heart always do? A mother's heart is always in anxiety, always in care, always desiring her children to make it home, her children to be better. Now, Our Lady is not full of anxiety, but in the human sense of an anxiousness that is good to receive our souls back unto God. So that means that she, like each of you who are good mothers, like each of you who have good mothers, and each of you who have mothers who have struggled quite a bit, have a perfect mother in heaven who is doing all the same and all the greater for you and I that we might make it home. And so today is a day greater than that of the Day of Mothers, which we celebrate in the month of Mary, that is the month of May. This is a day of great rejoicing in she who has achieved the greatest. And so we honor her in particular today. I offer you one particular meditation, one particular prayer that you can pray at this time to aid you in your rejoicing, to get beyond what difficulties and struggles. In the atrium of the church, placed a number of copies there. If you need more, we can print out more later on. But it is the devotion which St. Louis de Montfort puts before you and I of the little crown of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Do you know this prayer? A beautiful prayer. It is a prayer of rejoicing in Our Lady. One of the greatest great gifts that is the little crown is that the church has sought to do nothing in order to indulgence the prayer. The church offers no extra graces for you if you pray the prayer. And this is a huge grace. You see, in the seminary, Father Anderson, your pastor, and I, and a group of other good men, sought to form a group dedicated to the Blessed Virgin Mary as the Sons of Mary, Simine Mariae. And there, within the seminary, within this diocese, we begin praying every Sunday this particular prayer for the very purpose that the church has not indulgenced it in any way. For the very purpose that the church doesn't give you any special graces for making this devout orison. But one only prays this prayer for the love of Mary. One only prays this prayer because she is so great. One only prays this prayer is to rejoice in Our Lady and to receive nothing back in our own, except for the fact that we get to rejoice in so august a queen, our mother. The little crown of the Virgin Mary. And what does it say in these three crowns that we extol in her? The crown of excellence, the crown of power, and the crown of goodness. In these three crowns, which we honor Our Lady for, each and every time we say, rejoice, O Virgin Mary. Rejoice 1,000 times. Rejoice, O Virgin Mary. Rejoice 1,000 times. It's because she is so great. And so we seek to extol her in a way as her beloved children, recognizing that she has already paved the way for you and I to go. And in our rejoicing in her, she accepts that laud which we extend to her and returns to us the grace of being even more and more her children, of even more and more being open because we rejoice in her, to receive her counsels, her goodness, her desires, for her to place within us her own virtues. So today, whatever struggles and trials and difficulties face you, whatever hardships you have within this day, join what is going on in heaven already, remembering that day which continues to be the day, because there is but one day in God in heaven for all eternity, is but the day of the Lord. Every category of angel rejoices this day. All the angels and saints rejoice this day. Even the souls in purgatory have cause of rejoicing here today. And so we here within the church militant, what care have we? Today put all those sorrows aside, for rejoicing in the Lord must be our strength. And rejoicing that our Lord has in store for you and I today is that in Our Lady, the fairest honor of our race, the glory of Jerusalem. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.